When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get on the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. You can also find me on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the broadcast is the name of the podcast for free on iTunes. So however you're listening in, thank you so much to the thousands of people that have supported me throughout the last 12 years and the over 500 sports figures I've had the honor of having on the airwaves with me. And add another one to it, Harvey Grant, who played in the NBA with his brother Horace Grant. And obviously Harvey has some good genes, because Jarray, followed by Jeremy, as well as Jaren and Jalen, all J's, all throughout the family, all playing basketball and playing it successfully. So it's an honor and a privilege to have Harvey on the show, not just for what he's done, but for those genes that he's passed on to his kids. Harvey, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Absolutely. And so what is it about the Grant gene pool that you somehow were able to have four boys that are all successful basketball players that all have opportunities to play collegiately? Your youngest one, Jalen, trying to figure out where he's going to end up. What is it about the Grant genes that has been so good?
First of all, we owe everything to the good Lord, man. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we owe everything to him. And he just has blessed us, a million times over, it is something that the boys, they grew up around, and they grew to love it.
And how involved were you in getting them to have a passion for it? Did you have to push them at all? Did you want them to play basketball, or is it something that they just kind of decided on their own?
It's something they kind of decided on their own. What I used to do, I used to take them to practice, take them to games, and let them be ball boys. And after practice, they used to play one-on-one with my teammates. And they just grew to love it, man. They just grew to love it.
When you look at all of your boys, what is the first thought that comes to your mind? Because I know that it's, for anybody that's a sports fan, their first thought might be, oh, they're all ballers. They can all go out there on the court and get it done. But as a father, when you look at all of your boys, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
That they are good people. They are good character people. They try to do things the right way. They try to treat people the right way. And at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, you have to be humble. And that's something I try to instill in them, from my point of view, it has worked.
What are some of those values that you really feel are the most important? I know that you have a strong faith. I know that your children do as well. So obviously I know faith is one of them, but what are some of those morals, values, kind of that recipe for success that you've tried to share with your children?
You give the good Lord all the glory, and you wake up, when you wake up every day, you smile every day, because it costs nothing to smile, and you go out, you try to treat people the way that you want to be treated, and that's something, all of my kids, they, took that on, and, you see Jeremy, he's smiling, you see Ray, Jeremy, all of my kids, they smile, they try to, brighten somebody's day, and then on the basketball side, they work extremely hard.
Seeing all of them grow into the young men that they are today, when they were growing up as kids to where they are now, just kind of let me be, and everybody listening in, be your eyes for a second. What can you say about watching your boys grow from little kids to these young men that they are today?
okay, just, you know, they all have different personalities, you know, and they're all competitive, and they all want to do good. They all want to do good, you know, on the court, off the court. And I, you know, a lot of people say, oh, man, you have three sons, and professional, and as young as, you know, he's on his way. You know, and I often tell them, I say, you know what, I'm more proud of them as people. You know, I think the basketball is, you know, for me, it's the secondary. I'm just so proud of them, you know, as, you know, being good people. And Russ Jenner, once he graduated from Notre Dame, I said, now you've made it. Because this degree that you got from one of the best schools in the country, anybody take it away. And you can have that for the rest of your life. That's what, you know, that's what I'm most proud of that.
When Jaron decided to stay, when you look at that decision, I mean, I know you just talked about how important the degree is, but is that something you wanted all of your children to do, or was it a case-by-case basis of whether or not they should stay?
No, I want all of my sons to graduate, and Jeremy is going back, and he's going to get his degree from Syracuse. My oldest son, Jeremy, he graduated from Clemson University in 4 years. And Jaron graduated about a couple months ago, about 2 months ago. So that's something that is a, if I will, a requirement, you know, being in the Grant household.
How did Jeremy, when you say that that's a requirement of the Grant household, how did Jeremy not have to stay in your mind? Because you said you want them all to get their degree, but Jeremy will get his a different way after leaving school early. What made it okay in your mind for him to leave Syracuse before he had his degree?
He, you know, when I figured, when the NBA's, you know, come knocking, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to open the door. And I thought that it was the right time for him. And, you know, if you know, I know my kids, you know, and I know when they set their minds to something, you know, like, you know, going into the NBA, they want to play basketball, and, you know, getting their degree, you know, they will fulfill that. So it wasn't a matter if, you know, if Jeremy is going back, you know, he just, you know, win.
What was the conversation like for you when Jeremy, now that he's played a season in the NBA, what was the conversation like when you were talking with him about whether or not he should stay at Syracuse or go to the NBA? How much input did you have, and what did you talk about?
You know, we sat down as a family, and you know, we weighed the pros and the cons. And he, you know, at the end of the day, he had to decide what he wanted to do. And he's like, Dad, Mom, you know, I really, you know, think it's the best decision. And, you know, as a family, you know, we backed him 110%. But we said, okay, you know, you do this, you still have to come back and get the degree. And he's like, no problem at all. And I think he made the right decision.
When you look back on it, now that he's played a year in the NBA, do you feel like ultimately it was better for him to go to the NBA when he did and get a year of experience rather than staying at Syracuse for another year now that you've seen how this last year has gone?
Yes, I think so. I think he really made the right decision. And plus, you know, He went to the NBA and he got that 1 year experience because now he knows what to expect. You know, he knows how hard he got to work now. He knows that he can't take a night off. not in the NBA. So all of that, you know, experience, you know, I think did him very well. He can still go back and get his degree.
You obviously finished your career 11 years in the NBA, finished your career with the Philadelphia 76ers. What's it been like for you to finish with the Sixers and then a few years later see one of your sons and Jeremy Grant begin with the Sixers? What's that been like for you?
It's been great. You know, it's been great, Dan, because some of the guys there who, like the equipment manager and the person who take care of all the trips and even the trainer, Kevin Johnson, he was my trainer with the when I was with the Bullets to Wizards, and now he's the trainer in Philly. So a lot of the same people who really took care of me there, now they get a chance to take care of myself. So it's been so wonderful and so gratifying.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line relax fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com ladycom.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same
same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 feet for free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 feet for free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 feet for free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is a spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
When I met you at Summer League in 2014, Jeremy was down there with the Philadelphia 76ers. He had just been drafted. And the first couple games, you were kind of, let's see what he can do. And then I think he told me after the third day, when he started to really get in there and do some things, that you texted him, "Welcome to the NBA." What have you seen from when he started in Summer League to at the end of the 2014-15 NBA season? How much has Jeremy grown from Summer League to right now?
I tell you guys, it's like leaps and bounds. You know, it's like night and day. You know, when he first got into, you know, playing in the Summer League, he was trying to, you know, like I want to say, you know, just like a typical rookie, you know, you get out there, you run 110 miles per hour, you hit there, and you foul inside. So, you know, I told him, I was like, you're a typical rookie, you know, you're trying to do too much, just slow down and let the game come to you. So after that, after the third game, the third game, I think he maybe had like 12 points and about 5 rebounds. And I asked him, I'm like, you know, it's going to slow down just a little bit. He's like, yeah. I said, you know, just let it come. So I think now, you know, since he has a year under his belt, he knows that he has to let the game come to him. You know, just let it come to him, and I tell you what, from that third game to now, you know, he's starting to slow down just a little bit more.
What do you think about the jump shot? Because obviously that was all people were talking about when draft day 2014 came around. Where's the jump shot right now when you look at Jeremy?
It's, you know, like I said, it's like night and day, and I can testify that he has put in the work. When I saw him in his first game, I forget who he was playing, he came down and he was like pulled up for a three and made it. You know, like with no, just looked like natural. I'm like, this kid's been working. And I found out how you know, he had been working, you know, twice a day on his shooting and ball handling and, you know, and different stuff. I'm like, you know, this kid wants it. He wants it. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, you know what? Now, you know, this kid's going to be a pretty good player one day if he keeps working the way he's working.
People have obviously joked around that the Philadelphia 76ers are, you know, they're the majority of the draft, so to speak. They had plenty of picks in 2015, and obviously they've had picks the last couple of seasons, including the year that they picked your son, Jeremy Grant. Do you feel like what the Sixers are doing right now, and obviously they struggle to win, but do you like the environment and the atmosphere? In your mind, was it kind of the best situation for Jeremy to be in when he went to the Sixers because he was able to get experience?
I tell you what, of course you want, you know, you want to, he wanted, you know, as a basketball player and and being compared to, you know, he wanted to go higher in the draft. So, you know, when he did, and he fell to Philly at the 39th pick, you know, and I said, let me tell you this, son. This is where you're supposed to be. I said, you know what? I said, the good Lord put you here for a reason. Okay? I said, you could have went 14 to a team if you've been in the D-League. You could have went 18 or 20 or 25 and you're in the D-League. I said, now, the good Lord put you here. Now you're playing 20-some minutes a game against the best players in the world. You're going up against LeBron James or Paul Pierce, you know, those type of players every night. And you cannot substitute for experience. Experience is the best teacher. And, you know, he was like, wow, you know, I understand that. He is where he's supposed to be there.
Keeping another son close, Jaren was drafted and quickly moved. And I think it's funny, not just for the 2015 NBA draft, but how fast you learn it's a business, that your son Jaren went up there to put a hat on and go up on the stage, and the reporter said, do you know that you just got traded? So I said, how? I looked at my wife and said, how is he supposed to know he just got traded? It just happened within a minute. But to have Jaren head to a team like the New York Knicks, what do you think about that? I mean, what, from what you see with another team that's growing and trying to build and trying to find their way, just like the 76ers are, what do you think about Jaren being on a organization that is in the state that it's in when it comes to the Knicks?
Yeah, it's so amazing that you can fall into somebody's hand like the Knicks. You know, that if you do the right thing, if you come in, you play hard, you got a chance to get out there and play some good minutes, some great minutes. And then to have a leader like a Derek Fisher or a Phil Jackson who won multiple championships, you know, it's amazing, man. It's amazing, you know. But and I know, and I told some reporters this the other night, they will be very, very pleased. The fans would be very pleased to see how hard this kid works and his basketball IQ. I'm telling you, it's second to none.
Your son Jaren went through a hard time being taken off the team at Notre Dame. How did you handle that as a father, and how did he handle it with you? Because obviously he came back and had a phenomenal finale to his time at Notre Dame, but to go back to when he was excused from the team for a season, how did you handle that as a family?
You know, when it happened, then, you know, it was hard. He took it real hard, and he felt that he let everybody down, let his teammates down, the university down, his family down, and I told him, you know, I said, son, you know, we all make mistakes. I said, you know, it's what you do after you make that mistake. It's gonna let people know what kind of character you have. And I told him, I'm like, if this is the worst that you're gonna do in your lifetime, you're gonna be all right. You know, if this is the worst you're gonna do, you're gonna be all right. You know. And but what I really, really admired about him, and I knew, he was headed in the right direction as a person. When he got up there and he let the world know that, yeah, I made a mistake and I'm going to take onus of this mistake. Nobody else can take onus. I'm going to take onus of this mistake that I made. In my heart, I'm like, yeah, now he is headed in the right direction. Now he's becoming a young man because he took the onus on himself.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And when he came back and led the team the way that he did, and to play in the games that they did, not just in the NCAA tournament, but in the ACC tournament, to win the ACC tournament in the second season that Notre Dame is in the ACC, what did it mean to you to see the way that Jaron came back after everything that happened, after he took onus of the decision that he made, after he came up and said, you know what, I made a mistake and I need to go forward? What can you say about the final season he had in college and how he responded to getting an opportunity from Mike Bray again?
When he came back and he saw how his team and the university, Mike Bray and the coaching staff and his teammates accepted him, he was like, you know what, Dad, I'm gonna show them that they didn't make a mistake about accepting me back with open arms. He said, I'm going to set goals for the team. I'm going to set goals for myself. And he said, that's how it's going to be. And he set goals. He set goals for the team. And he set goals for himself. No, personally for himself. And the goal for the team is to win the ACC championship and to get to the Final Four. And he came a shot away for doing that.
And then
once he make up in his mind to do something, then it's curious.
And I actually talked to Jeremy about that shot right after the fact, and I said that was the best defense that Kentucky played the entire game was on that final play. And I said, I know how bad Jaron wanted that shot in the corner, and the team had done so much. Notre Dame had come back. They had made the game interesting. They had made it fun. They had made it a truly special game. How did you, as a father, react to Jaron? Because there were very few things he did wrong down the stretch, and that team really brought it from nothing to that final possession. So even though he didn't make that shot, what did you do as a father after that?
After the game?
Yeah,
after
he missed that. Yeah, after the shot against Kentucky.
After that shot, you know, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the team. But I knew that they left everything on that court that night. I knew they left. They had no more to give. They left everything on that court. You know, and I think if it had been somebody else besides a 7-footer running neck and neck with Jaron, if it had been anybody else, he probably would have made that shot. But I tell you, you got to give Kentucky and Willie Cauley-Stein all the, you have to take your hat out to a 7-footer who can keep up with a guard, you know, for 9 or 4 feet. But I knew, you know, after he missed that shot, they had left everything on the court. And I was so proud of the team, and I'm so proud of Jaron.
Before I let you go, Harvey, to know not only have Jeremy and Jaron done enough to get into the NBA, but the organizations, the teams that they've played for, Syracuse for Jeremy and Notre Dame for Jaron, what can you say about the schools that they went to and the experiences that they had and the competitiveness of the Big East that went into the ACC? Just what you can say about the experience that Jeremy and Jaron got from going to Syracuse and Notre Dame, respectively.
And with those two schools, Syracuse and Notre Dame, and academic and athletics and family oriented, if their schools are second to none. You know, they're up there with the Dukes, the Carolinas, the Kansas. And once you enter into a institution like that, you would be family forever. I've seen guys come back who's played, like, you know, in the 90s and the 80s. You know, you see them at Syracuse all the time. You see them at Notre Dame all the time. And that tells you something that guys who played in the 80s, 90s, 70s are willing to come back to that school. It tells you that this school, those schools, are family-oriented. And that's something that my kids can take away from those two schools.
So we've reached a new era now. You and Horace had an opportunity to play in the NBA against each other. Horace, as well as yourself, have had a phenomenal careers, you know, collegially and professionally. So there were two Grant brothers in the NBA, and now we start a new era of two more Grant brothers in the NBA, and they just happen to be your sons. What can you say about this new era of Grant football in the professional leagues of the National Basketball Association?
I can say this. They will compete at the highest level against not only themselves, but any other athlete. They will compete, and they are built, you know, they want to win, okay? They're so competitive, Dan, they want to win every game. And a lot of people may have more, maybe a better athlete, or may have more skills, but I can say one thing. They're not going to outwork those two guys. They're not going to outwork them. And I I can say this, I've been so blessed, you know, not just to have one, but to have two sons to play the same game that the good Lord gave me the ability to play. It's like, you know, sometimes I can't even put into words. I'm just so, like, so humble and it's sometimes I get, you know, I get overjoyed sometimes. But, you know, I sit back and I just give the good Lord all the glory.
Well, Harvey, I cannot thank you enough for the time that you spent with me today. It was an honor and a privilege to meet you a year ago, and it's been a privilege to have you on the show, and I would be more than happy and more than blessed to have you back on the show if you'd like to come back, and also to just thank you for saying that you give it all to the good Lord, because it's good to hear somebody else say that.
Well, Dan, just, you know, no problem at all. You know, just, you know, you have my number, just give me a call, buddy, and let's do it again anytime, you know, you feel free.
All right, well, I appreciate it. It sounds good, and I have to PS this interview and say I'm not going to ask you which son is better, because that's not fair to a father, but Harvey Grant, Horace Grant, if you played today, who's going to win?
Oh, I give him 2 out of 3.
All right. All right, well, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Harvey. Thank you for everything.
All right, thanks, Dan. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.